Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Yesterday, my wife and I were having lunch at one of our favorite cafes on Orpington High Street. We like to do this once or twice a week so that we can have some time for ourselves to catch up on things and just have a chat. And while we were doing just that, our attention was drawn to what was happening outside. As we happened to be sitting at the table next to the window, we were able to have a bird's eye view of what was taking place. Two traffic wardens were circling a very expensive car that was parked just outside of the restaurant. It wasn't very long before they started taking photos of the car. Then they wrote the ticket and placed it on his windscreen. A couple of minutes later, the owner of this very expensive automobile came along and saw that he had been given a traffic citation. It was easy to see that he was absolutely confused as to why he had received a ticket. He reached inside of his car and he pulled out the parking permit which he had purchased, and it was clear that he had not exceeded the allotted time. So he just stood there with his hands thrown up in the air, looking to the heavens, and I suspect looking for the traffic wardens, wondering why he had been fined. Perhaps you too are wondering. The reason he received a fine was because his car was not parked properly in its space. In fact, he had taken up two spaces with his expensive car, and it was parked right down the center of the white line, demarcating the parking space. But he didn't see it, and he was absolutely baffled as to why he had been penalized. But it was obvious to us, who were sitting at a distance away, why he had received his ticket. He had trespassed over the lines. This man had willfully and self-assertively defied parking regulations. Therefore, he deserved to get his ticket. This defiance of the parking regulations reminds me of what it means to be a transgressor in the Bible. As Psalm 89 verses 31 and 2 inform us, "If they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with the stripes." But this man's reaction reminds me of how we often react when we hear about our sins and that they deserve punishment. We tend to stand there gobsmacked and wondering, why me? Perhaps we think that we have lots of time left on our permit to live. We might even have many expensive and desirable toys. But the truth is, we have crossed over the line that God has laid down for us. And when we do so, we don't care. And we often don't even know that we are doing it. But ignorance is no excuse, just as it wasn't for the man who received the parking ticket. It might seem unfair and bewildering to us why we deserve punishment. But for those who look at our lives, even from a distance, the reasons are pretty obvious. I suppose if I'd gone outside and shown the man that he was taking up two parking spots, then he would have realized why he received his ticket. And so it is with the proclamation of God's law. Once people hear that God is holy and perfect, and that he expects nothing less from us, the penny drops, and we realize the depth, severity, and all-encompassing nature of our sinful rebellion against God. And this sinful, self-assertive, and willful rebellion only leads to punishment for our transgressions. That is the predicament we human beings face. Caught red-handed, trespassing the law, and fully deserving the penalty for doing so, even if we cannot see it. But thanks be to God that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay our penalty for us. This payment for said penalty was not payable in gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Only the blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, can erase and cancel our debt to God. As Colossians chapter 2 verses 13 and 14 put it, "You who were dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Therefore, your transgressions and violations against God have been forgiven in Jesus Christ. Jesus has paid the penalty. His blood was just the ticket." Let us pray. O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequences of our sin may be mercifully delivered by your goodness to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.